So, which affinity group are you people with?
We're with the Green Bloc, Sonoma County.
So, tell us about the green connection to your affinity group.
The Green Bloc represents that we don't only want to say no to things, but we're also about saying yes. So we're here to sort of bring the message that it's time for us to build the coalitions, to reclaim democracy, reclaim water and food and sustainability, which are all being stripped from the people in the war, the economic war on the people, which is directly tied to the military occupation of Iraq and war on terror in general.
Tell me about these trees you guys have in burlap bags.
So these bare root apple trees and these burlap bags are to symbolize that reclaiming of our food, of the building of the alternatives. And we're going to plant these somewhere in the city, possibly at Bechtel or wherever they decide they want to get planted.
Down to war!
Like we already told you!
Down to war!
Like we already told you!
Down to war!
Like we already told you!
Down to war!
Lo llaman democracia, no es away, 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 away.
Can you tell us the name of your affinity group and how you folks came together?
Yeah, it's Global Intifada, and you know, we come together under direct action to stop the war because many of us also work on occupation in Palestine, so we're making the links between the occupations around the world.
Anna, what are your hopes today?
Our hopes today is we really want to send a message about war profiteering, but also largely about the bigger context of U.S. global empire and the fact that we can't live in a democracy and an empire at the same time. So we want to show our resistance to that kind of colonial occupation and you know, kind of funding and corporate scam that is going along to uphold that.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Sunaina Myra.
Thanks for talking, Sunaina. Have a great day. And you are with which affinity group here today?
My affinity group is Code Orange for Liberation.
How do you feel on the one-year anniversary?
It's just sad and depressing. I mean, I'm pumped up to be here, and I'm glad to see all these people, but it's like, it's just upsetting that it's a whole year. And there's like thousands of Americans dead and injured, and tens of thousands of Iraqis are dead and injured, and everything's in chaos over there. And
talk about doing this, taking this kind of action, and how it feels, and what's important about it for you.
How do I sign up?
I think for me, the most important thing has become like showing the rest of the world that there is a resistance movement in the United States, in the belly of the beast, as they say. And also just there's a certain like visceral feeling of empowerment to come out and sit down in front of something and say, no, I don't like it.
Are you risking arrest today?
Yeah, I am.
And about how many others do you think will be joining you?
You know, I'm not sure. I think 50 people.
What's your name?
My name's Slopey.
Nice to talk this morning. Good luck. Stay safe.
Thanks.
Whose banner?
Answer. International Answer Coalition.
Talk about the banner. It says, Bechtel and Bush, Iraq's not your sandbox.
Well, this war and occupation of Iraq was for profits, and the oil industry was one of the major industries profiting from the occupation. We were against the invasion, and now we're against the occupation, and we're going to keep working until the U.S. is out of Iraq and out of the Middle East. That's why the world is taking to the streets tomorrow, March 20th. Here in San Francisco, we expect to see tens of thousands of people come out into the streets, and there's still new people joining the movement who are sickened by all the mass profits the corporations are making off of the killing in Iraq and the Middle East and around the world. And we're also going to be taking a stand saying U.S. out of Haiti and stop the apartheid in Palestine, in the occupation of Palestine. So if people want to see money spent on education and healthcare and people's needs, not war, come to the demonstration tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Dolores Park in San Francisco. Vote with your feet. Whether there's a Democrat or Republican office, it doesn't matter. That's not what's going to end this occupation and bring the troops home. Vote with your feet in the street. It's a vote that can't be bought. What's your name? Tawny Stare with the International Answer Coalition.